Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Byers & Company. This hour, guest host Wayne Kent, sitting in for Brian Byers, brings in Dave Wendt, Heather Kolopik, and Mark Tupper with Tupper on Sports. We'll be right back with Byers & Company right after this.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Let me hop in here on this one, Wayne. Heather Kolopik. I'm sorry.
Heather Kolopik.
Heather, I'm sorry.
Kolopik.
Well, we get her, we get Mark Tupper, we get Dave Wendt.
Nick, you got my last name right.
Yeah, I got Dave Wendt, right?
I love it. I'm sure you're not the first person to trip up over that name. Well, that would be a good, I don't know if that's a Slavic name. We'll have to ask. She married into the family, first of all.
It's an easy enough name. It's just, Kolopik. That's easy.
That's easy.
I'll say it in conversation. But
when you read it, it sends you for a loop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Heather.
I can always tell when telemarketers are calling because they ask to speak to Mr. Wendt.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got that secret D in there in my last name.
Mr. Wendt.
Wendt.
That's a fella from India who has trouble in the first place.
Sorry, I don't know anyone here by that name. My, you know, there's nobody by that name at this phone number. So, please put me on.
Okay,
your
so the trouble I have, people remember the name Kent more easily than remember the name Wayne. So when I meet people, invariably, it's usually a meeting or two in before they figure out they've been calling me. Hey, Kent, how are you? And I just go, I'm fine. Then they realize, I thought your name was Kent. Well, my name is Kent, but I didn't realize your name was Wayne Kent.
I think I heard that on Direct Line one time with one of your interviewees had said, Kent, here's
your question. Oh, it happens all the time, so. So it's like, well, I don't know about you, Wendt, but there you go.
Well, yeah, the military, you just go by last name.
You were in the military, right?
Yes, sir.
What did you do in the military, Dave?
I was a...
Dave Wendt.
I was a Huey helicopter crew chief. And actually, in basic training, I had a drill sergeant one time that whenever I got a piece of mail, he wouldn't try and pronounce my last name. He would just say, Wendt, get over here.
So what does a helicopter crew chief do?
Maintenance and repair, and then on the flight status that I had, I was part of the three-man crew when Hueys would go up for a flight. You've got the pilot, the co-pilot, and the crew chief. So
So you went from college into the military? Is that how?
No, that's how I put myself through school, was with the Army National Guard here at the Decatur Airport, actually, for 11 years with the National Guard, all 11 years as a helicopter crew chief.
Well, thanks for keeping the skies safe for us, man, around town. Well, that's for good stuff. And then you went to school and got a degree in?
Accounting. So, yeah, I don't know if that's right brain, left brain, but you've got the, mechanic and working on the helicopter and then numbers and
finance. So the Army taught you how to be a mechanic.
Yes.
Do you like that?
I was the kid who took apart the toaster. I don't know that I could put it back together, but I was curious about how things worked.
That would be funny for parents to wake up. What happened to the toaster? Well. Hopefully, if you took apart the helicopter, you knew how to put it back together.
Yeah, and I had people supervising me, too, as I got started.
There you go. Dave Wendt is one of the trustees at the Forsyth Village Board, and I know you step in once a month to bring Byers & Company up to speed with what's going on in Forsyth, if you will, as a microcosm of what's going on in all the villages around town.
Yes.
So thanks for being with us, and we'll see if we can't take this and do it as well as you and Brian would normally do it. How long have you been on the board?
I'm in the middle of my second term, 6 years, so it's a four-year term. Was elected the first time 6 years ago and then was reelected 2 years ago. Was unopposed. I don't know if that meant that people were so happy with the job I'm doing or they thought I was doing such a bad job, nobody wanted it.
And in full disclosure, so that you understand, we have a lot of, this happens to all across town for me, but here we go. You and I have a relationship beyond just the fact that you're a trustee. First of all, I live in Forsyth, so I have some
interest
there. You and I served on a committee for the village.
Yes.
And then I'm your pastor, but I'm also your wife's boss.
Yes.
So it's very weird all the way around. So it gets odd and odd and odd. Tell me what's going on for the sake of the larger community so that our friends in Mount Zion and Warrensburg and, how are things going in Forsyth? Because I think that's a reflection to some degree of what's going on in other communities as well outside of Decatur. What's the economy like in Forsyth at present?
Our tax revenues are pretty good and steady. So that in spite of the larger stores closing down at the mall, we've had TJ Maxx and we've had Hobby Lobby have good success out there. We've got the surrounding stores and restaurants and all of that around there. So that's one of the things we're kind of sorry to lose. Nick Duffel, our economic development coordinator for the village, he just got hired away to the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Commission. So we'll have that job opening out there.
What about the mall? Now, the mall has been an economic driver for a long time.
And yes.
If you walk through the mall these days, friends, if you walk through any mall, Leslie and I, my wife and I were over in the Springfield, the Bloomington Mall a couple weeks ago. It's bare.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Well, and I think that's a change in dynamics. Some of it is the online mail order, where it's a lot easier to just sit at home on your computer or your tablet and order things to be delivered straight to your house. So we work with mall management, and we have regular conversations with them as far as what are things that we as a village can do as far as we have a TIF district and an enterprise zone as far as economic incentives to bring businesses to town. But I think long term, it's one of those things that it just may vary on what the owners want to do with that property there.
Nick, you have your pulse on the culture that would be impacted here. What's your take on malls around America?
I think malls have obviously changed their focus and the way that they work. I find that in large cities where you have millions of people,
right,
malls are a cool thing still because right. you have enough people to support them. And so much like all the reasons that you liked going to the mall, of days of old, you can go for the day and visit 15, 20 shops, but you're pulling from population pools in the millions. So if you only have 5,000 or 10,000 people coming, that's still a successful day.
Right.
Whereas, having 30 to 300 come in a day, it doesn't really make sense. And what you see is what Dave was talking about. A lot of people like to shop online. That's one part. But as other retailers reevaluate their business and say, hey, look, we don't need to spend money on brick and mortar to begin with, they start to pull out for their own personal reasons, not because the malls themselves were failing. So they're opting out. And then when you look up, you lost six or seven of your favorite stores. And now the variety in that mall experience isn't nearly as good. And it may not be because it fell. It may be because of the backwards right. way. So I think what is happening in Forsyth is actually kind of cool. They've got these new anchor tenants like Hobby Lobby and Ross and Ulta, some of these bigger stores that are destination driven. And you'll start to see them almost be like strip malls, if you will, to where people will go for that very specific reason.
Yeah. In the meanwhile, though, it's just the transition between where it was 10, 15 years ago and where it's going to be in 20 years from now is scary. Who are we kidding?
Well, and if you look at I went to Illinois State University, and College Hills Mall was the traditional interior shops with right. the two anchor stores. And they tore that down except for the Target store and rebuilt it as several different sections of freestanding, almost strip mall type of things. And so what I see to the advantage of that is you eliminate that overhead of that large interior space that you have to heat and cool and clean that isn't generating revenue. It's just walk space.
So nonetheless, it must have the village, the trustees' attention.
It's something we talk about on a regular basis for the entire 6 years I've been on the board, that what can we do, what can we make sure? And that was one of the reasons why we created the economic development coordinator position, to not just look at bringing new businesses, but also to have that kind of touch point with existing businesses that things are going okay.
Oh, Charlie's closed down.
Yes.
There's been some news there. What's going on?
A restaurant development company out of Michigan that has a nice history with developing different, buying restaurant properties and redeveloping them into new restaurants, has purchased that and is working with Nick.
Come on, give us the scoop. Is somebody coming to town?
We don't have anything yet. Yeah. What's interesting is maybe it's because we're elected officials and they don't trust us. We don't always know until it's publicly announced what might be being discussed within.
It seems to me now you've got a company that buys up closed restaurant properties, and they've got a history of turning things around and putting, they must have a plan in mind.
I'm sure they do. I just like the fact that on their website, they've developed Giordano's deep dish Chicago style pizza restaurant properties before.
So you're hoping for that?
Yeah. Dawn and I lived up in the Chicago suburbs for 4 years after graduating before I took the job with ADM, and that's one of the things that we miss from the Chicago area is that really good deep dish pizza.
All right.
No offense to Matt and Hillary Crawford, that, you know, Crawford's Pizza, our friends there, but, you know, that deep dish.
Careful how you manage all this, what you're saying on the air, my friend. So the village has lost some staff. What's going on there?
Well, our village attorney, so we contract with a law firm for our legal counsel, and Jeff Jurgens, who's been our attorney for about 5 or 6 years, he got hired by the city of Bloomington to be their corporate...
Now, wait. This is the second time you've mentioned that somebody's been hired by the city of Bloomington. Is there a backstory?
Well, Julie Moore Wolf and I just had an email exchange yesterday about City of Bloomington coming after people from Macon County because the city manager went there. I think our assistant city manager for City of Decatur went there. Our attorney in Forsyth has gone there, and our economic development coordinator has gone there. So
it would appear that they know where to find a good thing.
Yeah. They're not finding it in McLean County. They're finding it in Macon County.
Frustrating, isn't it? Well, when it comes to staff changes, I always go, you know, so-and-so, you know, this position, your lawyer, your attorney, has had a better offer, a better moment for his family, and he's willing to take the risk. Fair enough. What this gives us then in the moment is to say, now we've got a blank slate again. Mm-hmm. We have an announcement coming in the life of our church. I'll be careful I say this, about an employee change coming.
Okay.
And what it does is it basically says, okay, the slate is blank again. We don't have to fill it with exactly the same role. Maybe it's time for you back up, you know, a few paces and say, how would we do this differently?
Well, and Nick is the third person we've had in that economic development coordinator position, and all three of them have been young people that have gone on to bigger communities. And so I, you know, with my job at ADM for 26 years, I've had people who've worked on to me who've gone on to bigger and better things. And, you know, I like to, you know, take a little bit of credit that I hire good people. And so if somebody else finds that person as valuable, and it's an opportunity for their career, I can be disappointed that now we have to do the work to replace them. But that's also a compliment that they're moving on to bigger and better things.
Here's my understanding. It's not my job to keep people. It's my job to, I have two words that have come my way recently. You hire people who are either projects or products. Namely, if it's someone who's young or somebody who's inexperienced, maybe they're not young. Maybe they're coming back to the workforce, whatever the case. And you know you have to invest 2 or 3 years into that person before they can, if you will, produce. And then there are other people you can hire who are immediately going to have an output that far exceeds what you'd hope for. And you've got to make a decision, which one type of person do I hire? But in either case, if you're a person of goodwill and they come to you after 4 or 5 years or 10 years or 15 years and say, thank you, but I've now grown beyond how you're using me. There's no better opportunity here for me right now, but there is over there. You go, jump in.
Mm-hmm.
It's better for you.
Exactly.
It's better for your family. And what kind of boss would we be, if you will, or what kind of institution would we be? What kind of village would we be if we said to people, no, you got to stay here? That's not thinking well of people and wishing people well.
We're a village of 3,500 people. I expect, you know, young people to move on to bigger and better things. And so it's 99% their talent, skills, and abilities, and 1% us hiring good people. So
good.
I'll give credit to our village administrator for hiring good people that end up being desired elsewhere.
All right, so let's do this. We'll take a break for the weather. We'll find out if the weather's going to be any different in Forsyth as compared to downtown Decatur. Nick, take it away, please.
Here's a look at your WSOY 3-day weather forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 30, and tonight increasing clouds with a low of 21. For Wednesday, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 36 and wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. For Thursday, we've got a 50% chance of snow or rain. It'll be cloudy with a high of 36. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is down a degree to 13, and your WSOY time is 7:21.
Jen Wood from Maroa Lumber Company. At Maroa Lumber, we carry more than just top quality grade lumber. We feature high performing brands like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry composite decking, molding, and trim, siding materials, garage doors, Pratt and Lambert paint, and so much more. At Maroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs on any job. Whether it's a small project or building your dream home, Maroa Lumber has the knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Visit us at MaroaLumber.com or give us a call, 794-2226.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Herbs.
Listen to Merry Man Herbs, It's a Better Life show with Mike King. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM WSOY Decatur. Discover the latest scientifically based holistic health information, education, and news. Hear interviews with the leading doctors, scientists, educators, manufacturers, and growers from around the world. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life.
You put your heart and soul into your business. Partner with an organization as committed as you are to its success. Busey will build a relationship with you, offering tailored options for your unique needs. Whether you're considering your first business account or developing a strong succession plan, Busey has your backing. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Coming up on 24 minutes after the hour.
Wayne, we got to do this one more time. You were not right on her name. We've got Heather. Her name is Heather Kalopek.
Really? Kalopek. Pull that mic up there, Heather, and we'll see it.
Heather Kalopek.
Yes, Heather Kalopek.
Kalopek.
Yeah, people get really fancy about it. And
did I not say it right? Kalopek? Kalopek? Kayla.
Kayla. Mm-hmm. It's Call. It's, you know, I was telling him, it's almost, you know, you think you're like, you're going to call a peck.
Call a peck.
Call a peck.
Is it a Czech name?
It's Czech.
How is that? I thought it might be. I've never been to Czechoslovakia.
Have you ever
been to Czechoslovakia?
I have. I've been to Prague.
Since you became a call a peck?
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, in 2010.
All right, joining us in the studio is Heather Kalopek.
Nice job.
That's interesting because I've always called you and your father-in-law and the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
I even did your mother-in-law's funeral.
Yeah,
Did I say her name wrong at the funeral?
No, not that I remember. No, but we pretty much answer. I'd hope not. Oh, goodness. But we pretty much, we answer to pretty much anything right now.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. Joining us in the studio, Heather Kalopek, and we're going to just carry on with the conversation here, and we're going to, after we're done here, Heather, we'll have you analyze us just a little bit.
Okay, okay. Wow. 'Cause it should be interesting.
Heather is a counselor here in town. So, Dave, you're coming up on the, are you going to run again?
Yes, I believe so.
Interesting. There's one
point. Unless somebody tells me not to.
All right, there's one more thing I want to cover with you, and that is, there's chatter about a new pool and gymnasium and community center and everything in the village of Forsyth. Is that moving forward?
Well, it's moving forward like anything in government, slowly. As the committee had done about 2 years worth of work researching all the different options and possibilities, what we can afford, what we can't afford. The pool, what we presented in the three open meetings was an option if we had a fundraising component right. to mm-hmm. do the pool. Otherwise, what we can afford to do, what we think we can afford to do, would be the community center athletic type facility. So more of that indoor during weather like this when nobody's in the parks except for the people.
So there's
really
no announcement to be made.
No, nothing. That we're just moving forward on dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's.
So hear that very clearly, ladies and gentlemen. We're not making an announcement.
Well, in one of our open houses, I had somebody say, well, it sounds like this is already a done deal. And I said, well, we're in a catch-22 situation. If we don't do research and look at all the possibilities, people are going to accuse us of being unprepared. But we do a lot of research and look at different possibilities and come up with ideas, and then people think we've already decided what
right.
we're doing.
Right.
And so,
having served on that team for a while, there's the possibilities and the options are endless.
Yes.
So you have to you draw the line and say, we'll go this far, and maybe the pendulum will swing back a bit, but nonetheless. Is that how people do in their relationships, Heather? Get swing, close to that mic.
Swing from one pendulum to the other?
Yes.
Usually they come see me if that's the case.
One more thing, David. There's a new well being built for the village.
Yes.
I guess it's being built, but you continue building downwards.
Well, you know, this is one of those things you learn by being on an elected board. There's all kinds of regulations that you have to deal with and water testing and everything like that. So we had a previous site that didn't work out. The tests came back not good water quality. So we have a new site that we have an option on that we've drilled. The water tests have come back. And so the next step is deciding, do we drill a full bore well and pump station and everything, or do we have this as a site that we would be
so
ready to go?
Is this on somebody's land?
Yes.
And how deep would it go down?
That's a good question. We may have gotten that in the details at some point,
and a well for a village is, I mean, the bore's got to be pretty wide, right?
Yes. This would be well number seven.
This is an industry that I know nothing about other than I find it fascinating that somebody goes out and says, let's dig right here and see if there's water down there.
Well, we have adequate water supplies right now for the population and the businesses as is. But as we grow, that's part of what we have to think about, looking forward to potential growth and additional water needs. And so we want to be prepared for that in advance.
It's very complicated to me. And then there's these water lines that are under the ground. And I find it all very fascinating, and I know nothing about it.
Well, you've dealt with that the past year with our project on Phillips Circle with the storm sewer drainage and all of that.
Yes, that's an interesting thing, yes. And that's, for those of you who are unaware, a number of homes were constantly being flooded because of some poor drainage situations that we're not pointing fingers. We're just saying that it didn't go well, and the village graciously came along and said, we're going to fix this. So that's good news. Well, David, thanks
that's
for the work
successful.
You do.
That's been successful. Thank you very much for having me in.
Thanks for the work you do for the community of Forsyth. And, again, it's a reflection of the sorts of things that people in Warrensburg or Mount Zion and so forth have to deal with, or Nyanic and so forth. So appreciate it.